Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravritacharya Osmiteta Sitashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sai Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadha Srivastati Gaur Bhaktivananda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayankunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturnam Kijai, Jagadavasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasadevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravadi Pacharini Nivashesha Sunyavadi Paschata Dejitari. So today we're reading from the 10th canto, 23rd chapter, text 2. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Shuku Vacha Iti Vigyapato Gopair Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha Bhaktaya Vipra Varyaya Prasidan Idam Abravet. Whoops. Okay. Shri Shukuvacha Iti Vigyapito Gopair Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha Bhaktaya Viprabharyaya Prasedan Hittama Bravet. Shri Shuka Vacha Iti Vigyapito Gopair Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha Bhaktaya Viprabharyaya Prasidanidam Abravet. Shri Shuka Vacha Iti Vigyapito Gopair Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha Bhaktaya Viprabharyaya Prasidanidam Abravet. Ready? Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti, thus, Vigyapitaha, informed, Gopahai, by the coward boys, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Devaki Sutaha, the son of Devaki, Bhaktayaha, his devotees, Viprabharayaha, the wives of the Brahmanas, Prasidan, desiring to satisfy, Idam, this, Abravet, he spoke. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami said, thus entreated by the coward boys, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Devaki, replied as follows, desiring to please certain of his devotees who were Brahmana's wives. I can repeat. Shukadeva Goswami said, thus entreated by the coward boys, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Devaki, replied as follows, desiring to please certain of his devotees who were Brahmana's wives. So there's no commentary by the disciples or followers of His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada. I want to read Jiva Goswami's commentary because it also includes what's stated in Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur's commentary. Krishna, endowed with all powers, Bhagavan then spoke in order to give mercy to the wives of the Brahmanas. The phrase is in the singular to represent a group of one type. For a long time, they had rati for the Lord, bhaktayaha. The boys first asked the husbands in order to show the glory of their wives. How did their devotion arise? He was the Lord of the universe, Jagat Ishwaraha. He who shows sweetness and power in the universe, how could devotion not arise in those women who had very soft hearts? Another version has Devaki Sutaha. That is actually quite interesting. So Shishaku Vacha Iti Vigyapito Gopaya Bhagavan Devaki Sutaha Bhaktaya Vipra Varyayaha Prasidan Idam Abra Vit. So Omagana Tumiranda Shaganjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tesmai Shigurave Namaha. First I want to just mention where it's stated here by Srila Jiva Goswami of Devaki Sutaha, which is where it's what is mentioned in this particular verse, and another version of the Bhagavatam, it has Jagat Ishwaraha. It's interesting. He makes that comment. So there's it's not a difference in philosophy, and it actually makes exactly the same point. Because when you're talking about Devaki Sutaha and also Jagat Ishvara, you're talking about Vasudev Krishna. Now, some of the commentators in those previous verses stated when he refers to Devaki Sutaha, he's trying to encourage Maharaj Pariksit, who's listening to the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's part of the same family. But in this particular case, it indicates that the Lord, Vasudev, who is the son of Vasudev, is also, of course, Vasudevam Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudrulabha. Vasudev actually means someone who's actually all-pervading or controlling everything. And so, being in the hearts of these particular individuals, both the ladies and the brahmanas, Vasudev understands their mentality. So because of that, so that's the reason that either Jagadishwara or Devaki Sutaha is used in this particular verse, these alternative readings of this particular verse. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about in regard to this verse. This verse stresses that Krishna is what we call Bhakta Vatsal. Now, we have a nice devotee here named Bhakta Vatsal. So Bhakta Vatsal actually means he was actually trying to please his devotees. So that's the nature of Krishna. And in order to show or prove this point, I'm going to tell some stories that illustrate this particular point. And I have a lot of stories written down here, or references to different stories. The first story I'm going to tell is the story of Bilvamangal Thakur. Bilvamangal Thakur, of course, I'm not going to tell the story of him and Chintamani and him blinding himself. But anyway, he went to Vrindavan. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, he was completely blind because he had blinded himself and really had no means to take care of himself. But every day Krishna would come and Krishna would bring him something to eat. And sometimes it's described that he would try to grab Krishna, which is really interesting, and keep Krishna within his grasp. And Krishna was always able to extricate himself. And so then Bilvamangal Thakur made that point. What is it? You can pull yourself from my grasp, but you can't pull yourself from my heart. I'm just paraphrasing this particular statement. And this is very much in line with Krishna's statement in the Bhagavatam. Sadhava ridyam mayam sanuham ridyam tvaham maranyatena janati naham tebyo managapi, which is really a beautiful statement. It's one of my favorite verses, actually, where Krishna says, Sadhava ridyam mayam, that I am in the hearts of the sadhus. Now, what does this mean? Because Krishna is in everyone's heart, obviously. But when we're talking about hearts, in this particular case, it's like Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanaina Shantakshadaiva Ridyeshu Vilokiyanti Yam Shama Shundara Achinjaguna Swarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. That in the heart of hearts, the heart of hearts, I mean, it's an expression, obviously. But that means someone who is always thinking of Krishna. You know, again, my favorite verse, Yomam Pashati Sarvatra, 6:30 in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam Shamayi Pashati. So one who is always just thinking of Krishna, seeing Krishna everywhere, and endeavoring to please Krishna in the heart, which means love in this particular juncture. It doesn't mean simply like the ontological statement that Lord Vishnu in his forearm form is in everyone's heart. It means that it's just like it's in your heart, and like someone in love. That's really what it means, really. Like someone's in love, they have their beloved in their heart. I mean, there are actually some some versions of the Ramayana that say that Ravan couldn't kill. Ram couldn't kill Ravan as long as he was thinking of Sita Devi. So there had to be some arrangement so that Ravan could get Sita Devi out of his heart. Anyway, there's some poetic versions of the Ramayana that say that. So it means to be madly in love. And as we see in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, in which he illustrates what? Divyonmada. We had these questions in our reading of Chaitanya Charitamrita at night that it seems that Lord Chaitanya is getting more and more, I hate to use the word wild, but more and more intense, let's use the word intense, as time goes on. And finally, he leaves this world due to the intensity after receiving this message from Advaitacharya. You know, the whole world is crazy. And anyway, one crazy saying to another crazy, isn't it? And it's an amazing statement about Lord Chaitanya leaving this world. And then, of course, he enters into the Tota Gopinath deity, which is the deity of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, Radharani. So it's just like, it's, anyway. So that's what love is. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam. Shunya. There's no purpose. There's no purpose in this world. There's, the whole world is void. Shunyavadi, like we have our shunyavadis. The voidus, impersonalists. And then Govinda Vidahaname. So Sadhava Ridyan Mayam. I'm actually going through this verse. These saints actually feel like that in regard to me. I'm, you know, I'm purporting the verse actually right now. Sadhanam Ridyam Twaham. And I actually have the saints in my heart too. So you see, you actually see this when Gopa Kumar goes back to the spiritual world and Krishna just like faints in ecstasy, feeling his separation. And Krishna is feeling his devotees' separation so much, or the jiva's separation so much, that Krishna admits he comes down as the spiritual master, manifests as the spiritual master to try to bring the soul back. That's pretty wonderful, the love that Krishna has for us. So anyway, so especially for a devotee, sadhanam tridhyam tvaham. Madanyatena janati. Now that's the key. Madanyatena janati. They don't know anyone else but them as Krishna. Sorry. The sages don't know anyone else but Krishna as theirs. In other words, that's it. That's the only one they're in love with. Of course, they love everybody. Yastu sarvani bhutani. I don't want to be too fanatic in the presentation. Yastu sarvani bhutani atman. Atman evanu pashati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tatogna bhikagupshate, because they see everyone in connection with Krishna, then, but that's why they love everyone, because everyone's connected with Krishna. It's not separate. You know, like I, for example, I'll go outside and this is a nice sunrise, or the moon last night was nice for some people who don't go crazy, but the moon was nice. So, but I'm appreciating the beauty separate from Krishna, which is, you know, what is it? Rate ratam napratiyate. Napratiyate chatmani tad vidyad atmano mayam yatabhasha yatatama, which is like a shadow that appears in darkness, a reflection in the darkness. So a pure devotee, everything for a pure devotee becomes a vibhav, a stimulation. You know, sees the moon, and immediately the moon, you know, it's Krishna's energy, or he remembers the rasa dance, or, you know, something like that. I didn't remember the rasa dance seeing the moon. I just thought, you know, where's the man in the moon? Yeah, so obviously I'm not one of those sadhus. So sadhava running up. So they don't know anyone else. In other words, that's it. Krishna's everything, and everything is Krishna's. Made it madanyatena janati. And then the final line of the verse, madanyatena janati, manham te gyo managapi. And Krishna says, I also feel the same way, which is really amazing, isn't it? I mean, just like the devotee, wow, that's really love. That the devotee just like sees Krishna everywhere and sees everything in Krishna and whatever, you know. And then Krishna just sees the devotee, you know, Radharani, of course. And, of course, devotees are working under the jurisdiction of Radharani. But Krishna is so kind, it's not that because he's madly in love with Radharani, he's not paying us any attention. Just like if the story of Dhruva Maharaj, when you have Suniti and Suruchi and King Uttanapada. King Uttanapada has basically paid all attention to Suruchi, right? And poor Dhruva and Suniti. Suniti means one who has good behavior, actually. And Suruchi means, anyway, good taste, or someone who's more attractive. Ruchi. It's interesting. So, you know, you look at it in a mundane way that Krishna's, or let's say King Uttanapada is paying all of the attention to Suruchi, and poor Suniti, you know, she's bereft. So, you know, then Krishna is paying all the attention to Radharani, but Krishna also can pay attention to us too, or his pure devotees, or, you know, everyone actually. So it's quite interesting. So Krishna's feeling that way with all of us, basically. And if someone's a pure devotee, Madanyatena Janati Naham Tebyo, Managapi, then Krishna doesn't know anything else other than the pure devotee. But at the same time, simultaneously, he knows all the other pure devotees, Radharani. I mean, it's just a chincha again, isn't it? That's amazing. I mean, it's really a chincha. Madanyatena Janati Naham Tebyo Managapi. So anyway, so I started with Bilvamangal Thakur's story, and I got into this particular verse, which is my favorite, one of my favorite verses. So so Bilvamangal Thakur was being served by Krishna. And Krishna not only serves his devotees, but he wants his devotees to be glorified. Like Prabhupada made the comment, actually it was in regard to several times devotees asked Prabhupada the question. One time in relationship to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada said Bhaktivinoda Thakur was capable of spreading Krishna consciousness all over. And why didn't he do it? And Prabhupada said he wanted to leave something over for us. And Prabhupada also was asked that question about Lord Chaitanya one time. You know, Lord Chaitanya, why did Lord Chaitanya, you know, every town and village, you know, he's God, he can do anything. And Prabhupada said he wanted to let us do it. So you see that Krishna also wants to glorify his devotees, serve his devotees in that particular way. And Krishna certainly did that with Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, another pastime with Srila Prabhupada, how Krishna was assisting Prabhupada. You have this famous story of Prabhupada coming over on the boat and having his two heart attacks. And then Prabhupada having this vision of Krishna in his many incarnations doing what? Rowing the boat. You know, Matsyavatar, Korma, Lord. I can just picture Lord Nrisimhadev rowing a boat. But anyway, it's actually really interesting. So Krishna is serving. Krishna is showing that he's serving his pure devotee. He's thinking of his pure devotee all the time. And of course, one who commits an offense to a pure devotee, then, you know, that's why it's called a mad elephant offense, because Krishna actually gets very angry at such a person. So anyway, a few more stories about how Krishna serves his devotees and glorifies his devotees. Another story, which is very similar to Bilvamangal Thakur's story, is the story of Madhavendra Puri. When Madhavendra Puri goes blind, of course, he's not blind, but he's actually taken a vow, a very high sannyas vow, of not asking anyone for prasadam. Yeah, and you know, when one first takes sannyas, of course, then it's kutichak. You know, you get the food from your family. But then there's Madhukari after that, where one goes, you understand, door to door and asks for food. You know, can I have a chapati? Can I have a samosa? Can I have a pizza? Whatever. And then, but after that, of course, and then there's a Paramahamsa, one travels, but one could still like make some endeavor for food. But then the Paramahamsa stage, or the Avadhuta stage, or the stage that Madhavendra Puri was at, he doesn't even ask or make any endeavor for food. And if it came, it's like the story of that Avadhuta Brahman too, you know, who lies on the road. You know, that story is in the Bhagavatam too. And, you know, he's actually fatty. In other words, he wasn't skinny because he got fed. He says, sometimes they get fed like this, sometimes they get... And really, we understand nitya nityanam chaitanya chaitanam eko bahunam yobhidati kama. Krishna supplying the needs of all the living entities. I think it was in the Bible, Jesus Christ, isn't the lilies of the field are nicely decorated, paraphrasing that. So, you know, God takes care of us. I mean, of course, that doesn't mean we sit down and we just like expect the food to march into our mouths. But so Madhavendra Puri was like that. And then Krishna brought him the this cure. And he said, you know, I've been sent from the neighboring village, and so you should take this cure. And then Krishna glorified him by having him find Gopal, who later on became Nachi, Sri Nachi. So this is a wonderful, you know, wonderful story how Krishna is pleasing his devotees. And then there's the famous story that I love to tell about Raghunath Das Goswami feeling, chanting and not taking any steps to shield himself from the sun or any steps to protect himself from the tigers of Ed Radhakund. And then you have Krishna standing over in back of him with a stick to protect him from the tigers. And then you have Radharani standing over Raghunath Das Goswami with her shawl to protect him from the sun. Of course, the devotee does not like to take, that's another point that's important to make. The devotee does not like to take service from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, here in this particular pastime, it appears that the coward boys are trying to take service for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that's really not their intention. Their intention is to help the Lord with his further pastimes. And under Yogamaya, they appear to be hungry. They appear to be demanding something from the Supreme Lord. But the devotees never demand anything from the Lord. In fact, the devotees get very upset if Krishna renders them some service. They don't want that. Like the story we sort of mentioned yesterday, with Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. The Rupa Goswami was thinking that I really want to prepare something nice for my brother, Sanatan Goswami, because Sanatan Goswami was the elder. So he's thinking, I really want to prepare some nice dish. So just by thinking like that, a beautiful girl, young girl came and brought him ingredients like sugar and milk and some other things, saffron or whatever else was cooking. And then he made this wonderful sweet rice, kheer. And then he invited Sanatan Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami just took one mouthful. And he could understand these were not ordinary ingredients from an ordinary cow in this material world. And he said, where did you get these ingredients from? And Rupa Goswami said that actually, you know, this nice little girl came and she said, Swamiji, here's the ingredients. And then he said, what did that girl look like? And then Rupa Goswami described what the girl looked like. And then Sanatan Goswami got extremely angry with him. And he chastised him. He said, you know, how could you do this? We're taking service from Radharani, but we're not supposed to. We're supposed to. So we're servants, you know, Manjari Gopis. We're servants of Srimati Radharani. So this is, you know, so this is a devotee's mentality. He doesn't like to take service from the Supreme Personality. He wants to give service to the Lord. And it's a competition between Krishna and his devotee. Who can serve the other one more? And, I also want to make reference in this class to this verse, which Mother Urmila mentioned yesterday, and I wanted to further elaborate on that verse. Adanyas chintayanto mam ye janak paripasate tesham nachubayuktam mam yogik shema vahamiham. So that verse does state that, you know, Krishna carries what his devotees lack and preserves what they have. But then the first part of the verse is adanyas chintayanto mam. That means because it's similar to the statement of sadavo riyamayam madanyate na janati naham tebyo managapi. Ananyas means no other. Chintayanto yam. They have no other focus in life. Chinta. Sometimes the word chinta can mean anxiety too. But in this particular case, it means mentality. Their mentality, ananya, there's no other. Chintayanto yam, other than me. Yajanak Pari Pasate. Tesham Nichibayuktamam Yogik Shama Shama Hamayaham. And so I think that this, just one more story that illustrates, actually, maybe one or two more. Anyway, there's another story that illustrates this, how someone who's taken shelter only of Krishna when he had the opportunity to take shelter of someone else. And this is a famous story involving Narottamadas Thakur and a dacoit that he saved named Chand Roy. So Chand Roy was a big dacoit. It's a wonderful story. And somehow or other, he got extremely sick because of a karmic reaction to all of his dacoitry. Dacoit means like he was a criminal, you know, low class, everything like that. So he, somehow or other, he got a reaction, was getting ready to die. And the father, his father, who was actually a devotee, went to Narottamadas Thakur and says, pray for my son. The son was prayed for. Narottamadas Thakur, somehow or other, he was cured of his disease, and he became a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and of course accepted Narottamadas Thakur as his guru. And so when he became a great devotee, then another king got really enthusiastic because he said, oh, he's a great devotee. He must have become like peaceful now. He's not dangerous anymore. Just like sometimes they accuse Maharaj Prataparudra when he became a great devotee. You know, he said, well, he no longer was cruel or anything like that. Yeah, anyway. And he became like a wimp, as they say. Sometimes there's some accusation like that. So Chand Roy, you know, anyway, he became a great devotee. So the king imprisoned him. And the king really wanted to just like torture him. He was kept in prison. So Chand Roy's father, not having complete faith in Krishna, called for some Shakta, like Durga worshiper or something like that. And he said, please save my son from prison. And so this Shakta used his mystic or Shakti or whatever powers. And he transported himself into prison, the same prison cell where Chand Roy was there. And he said to Chand Roy, just take my hand and we're going to go. You know, we'll chant this Durga mantra. And Chand Roy said, no. So this is an illustration of Ananyas Chinto Yantomam Yejanak Paripasate. So he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm worshiping Krishna. This is a determination. You know, sometimes you find, and you know, especially I do a lot of preaching in, well, when I could travel in Fiji, where people, where we tell people this, you know, just worship Krishna. Avidhi Purvakam, you know, if you think that's the wrong path, you know, to, if you think by worshiping the demigods and they, and their family puts so much pressure on them, how can you give up worship of this god and that god and this god and that god? And I said, oh my God. So Chand Roy was put in that situation. You can get out of prison. I mean, imagine if I was in prison and a Durga worshiper came to me and said, I can get you out of prison. Or honey, wouldn't you take that opportunity? Just by chanting a Durga mantra? I think most of us would. I said, you know, I'll get out of prison, chant a Durga mantra. No problem. But he refused. And so father and this Shakta was very disappointed. So then what happened is that the king decided, I'm going to kill this Chand Roy. And I'm going to kill him by getting him trampled under the foot or feet of an elephant. So he takes Chand Roy out, puts him in front, and gets this wild elephant. No, elephants don't make that noise, sorry. That's a tiger. And then so the elephant comes out to attack Chand Roy. And what does Chand Roy do? He chants the holy name, grabs the elephant's trunk, and pulls the elephant's trunk off. And the elephant, obviously, you know, someone pulls your nose off, you're dead. So the elephant dies. And that was Krishna. That was Krishna directly, because he had that faith. That was Krishna directly doing that. And, you know, going back to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada had that faith, you know, Prabhupada speaks sometimes how in order to preach Krishna consciousness, he had to give up, because there's a test too. You know, there's a test actually that we all have to undergo. That he gave up his family, and then he got a bigger family. He gave up his children who wouldn't listen to him, and his wife who obviously wouldn't listen to him. And then Krishna rewarded him, because he showed, like we all, I often say, you know, Prabhupada was the one, because he chose to be the one. He showed he had that faith in the Lord. Nesha Devi Parabhakti Yata Devi Tatakuru Tashaite Katita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. That's the real point. Because he had that faith, then Krishna not only gave him much more, like Prabhupada would talk sometimes how he came to America with a few rupees, and then he said, who has done such business? Listening to some of the classes of Prabhupada said, who has done such business that from 40 rupees he has 40 crores or whatever Prabhupada gave at that particular point. And every day, Prabhupada would talk about how every day, how much income is coming, right? From the book sales. Prabhupada was talking about that. So really, you see in the lives of these great devotees also, there's this test. And then Krishna does everything. Like Sanatana Goswami, there's another example of this, that Sanatana Goswami had these sores that he got from going through the Jarakanda forest on the way to see Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya tested him to see, you know, his devotion. You know, please come and see me. But he had two choices. One is, you know, the cool way by the entrance to the Jagannath temple, or on the beach. It was the middle of summer, and it was like walking on hot coals, basically. And he burned his feet. And then what did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he actually cured him of these sores, he actually revealed his love for Sanatana Goswami, pure devotee of the Lord. Because first he said, you know, I've been embracing you. Why? Because I'm a sannyasi, not supposed to distinguish. And then he said, well, that's just external. That's Sanatana Goswami. And then he said, you know, that it smells like Chatushima, you know, very beautiful, wonderful smell. And then ultimately it was because of his love. You and the other devotees, he said, are like my children. And, you know, there's a really wonderful thing. And then he embraces Sanatana Goswami, the sores go away. And so this is really the relationship of the Lord with his devotees. Anyway, this is what I wanted to mention in class. So I think we have about half a minute for questions, if anyone has questions about anything. A few stories. No, well, if we can do it ourselves, we shouldn't, yeah, we're supposed to be dependent, but we don't ask him. And if we can do it ourselves, we shouldn't just be lying, waiting for it to come. You have to endeavor. You know, man proposes, God disposes. Obviously, everything's coming from Krishna, but we don't like to take service from Krishna. We like to give service to Krishna. All right, on that happy note,
Govinda Hari Krishna Namaha Hari Govinda Hari Krishna Namaha Hari Govinda Hari Krishna Vainam Ganam Dhamma Linda, Sita Nanda Bhagavati Ramaliya Vishnu Sava Govinda Hari Krishna Ramajani Govinda Hari Krishna
Thank you.
Tera Satishi Shima. His divine grace, Abhaya Chananda, Adavakabananda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Vijaya, Ananda Gauti, Vaishnava, Vrinda, Vijaya, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Vijaya, friend, say, Guru, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Chananda, Srila Ringarata, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Mathuram Kijai, Jagannathaswami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasadev Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda. All glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees, all glories to some of the devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Oh, pleaser of the cows, O protector of the cows, O bearer of the finest hair of the husband, O goddess of fortune, you are very merciful to the fallen souls. You are supremely merciful, O Lord, supremely merciful, O Keshava, Lava, and Dayal, wearing bright yellow garments and the peacock feather on your crown. You play the flute and make it sing the name of Rama. You are the coward boy who gives great delight, O Lord, the coward boy who gives great delight, Keshava, Lava, and Dayal. You take away our fear of being trapped in the wheel of the heated birth and death in the material world. You are the splendorous killer of the demon mind, the destroyer of all tribulations. You are the supreme resting place for all souls. Jai, 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 Jai.
Dada, dada, dada,